Hey there, Impactful One. This is actually an older episode of the Impact Driven Entrepreneur podcast. And so to get an updated list of our offerings, what's going on in our world, and all of the things in an updated version, make sure you click on impactdrivenentrepreneur.com or like go to our site or click on the link in the show notes section for this podcast so that you can get all of the most up-to-date products, services, and updates from us. I appreciate you being a listener.
Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur episode 57, how to create your irresistible group coaching program. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. Today we are going to be talking about creating your irresistible group coaching offer. Now, before I get into it, let me fill you in a little bit. Right now, at the time of this recording, it is summertime, and it has been such a blast. This is our first summer living back in New York since we had been living in Texas for a few years, and I have absolutely adored living here over the summer again. I'm like back in love with the summertime, and it's not too hot like it was in South Texas. And we've been doing day trips. So we've done Montreal. We've done a few little day trips here like Lake George and different things here in the upstate New York area. And it's been a blast. And next week is 4th of July. So we are going to be visiting my parents who live in Boston. We are just like enjoying the summertime, enjoying family time together. And none of this could have been possible if it wasn't for creating the business around freedom that I have. Okay. Creating a business that allows me to have flexible time that doesn't require me to be on phone calls. I will give you a full confession of some of the times that we've been out with my family and I have scheduled one-on-one calls. My husband, when we lived in Texas, worked really variable shifts. So it wasn't like the weekends were off for him. But it was hard for me because I was fully booked with one-on-one clients. So like sometimes I would have calls scheduled and then he would suddenly get a day off and I had to still show up for my calls. So that meant we would be out with family and I'd have to go into the car and coach from the car. If you are a coach or you are a consultant and you've had to do stuff like that, my heart goes out to you. And this is exactly why I have changed my messaging to really include this group coaching program and helping you to get that group coaching program up and going to and beyond the six-figure mark, because it is a game changer in your business. Now, this podcast episode is covering all about how you can create a group coaching program irresistible offer. Okay, your offer is the majority of why people buy, okay, because it explains to them and hopefully clearly communicates to them what they're going to get when they join your program, okay? And at the end of this episode, I'm also going to give you a behind-the-scenes opportunity to watch me actually create something for you and see the process itself in action, okay? And so you're going to have to stay till the end so that you can see that. And yeah, so let's dig right into this episode.
Hey there and welcome. Today we are going to be talking about creating your irresistible group coaching program offer. This is the second part of a multiple part series that we're doing all about creating and launching and designing your group program. And so 2 days ago, Monday, we talked about why group coaching was important. Like, why are we going to choose this avenue? What is in it for us if we choose group coaching over other options? Yesterday, you decided on where your group program fits inside of your business model and what that will look like as far as your customer's journey. So that today we can talk about creating your irresistible offer. So I was recently in a Facebook group where somebody asked, What do you think are the key aspects of something selling? What is the few most important things for something to sell? And my answer was one thing. There's only one thing that matters, and that is your offer. And the reason for that is because your offer is the culmination. It is where you and what you're offering meets your people, right? So what it is that you are offering, the solution that you have, meets your people. That is everything. Because if we are not meeting the people, we don't have an offer that's irresistible, right? If we are not solving a solution, like if we're not solving a problem, it's going to miss the mark as well. And it's not going to be a truly irresistible offer. Irresistible offer is all of that. And so I want to break down for you what I mean by that and why is it different than just an offer. So for me, a regular offer is just, here's what I have. And we're missing the other piece of irresistible, and that is the customer. If you don't know me already, by the way, I've gone off on a tangent because I love talking about this stuff. But if you don't know me already, my name is Mariana. I help impact-driven entrepreneurs who are coaches and consultants to scale and grow their business with group coaching programs that are able to launch into the six figures and beyond. So what we're talking about today is creating an irresistible offer. An offer essentially, and what makes it irresistible is because we're meeting the person where we are solving a very specific problem with our offer. And so yesterday we talked about mapping out your group program and where it fits in your customer's journey for your overall business, because it's good for us to know, okay, this is the step they need before they go and do consulting work, or this might be the step they need after they do one-on-one coaching, or whatever that looks like for you. I'm just using examples. There's no right or wrong as to where group coaching fits into your business model. And today, what we can do is we know what the problems and what the potential problems might be of our ideal clients because we've already been working with them. Most of the people who are listening to this now, who are looking at creating their group coaching program, have coached several people, if not hundreds of people. And so you know the patterns. And it's still always really smart to go with some market research and make sure that we are on target with the messaging. So that's what I would encourage you to do if you don't have the research. And you can pull clients that have been in that same place of that solution that you're wanting to solve and where that's fitting into your overall business model. So that's number one, is we're going to create what is the problem that we're solving. So that's number one, what is the problem that we're solving? We already know who the person is that we're solving this problem for because we did that work yesterday. We already know our ideal client, right? This is like the next step. And the last thing that I think is really important is what is the transformation your group provides? And if you're on, like, feel free to, and even if you're on the replay, feel free to write this in the comments for other people. It would be really helpful. So number one is, what is the problem that your program solves? Number two is, what is the transformation? So they come in with, what are they coming in with? And that's your blank, okay? And then they exit, right? Like by the time your program is over, they exit. And what does that look like? And that is the transformation. And that allows us to really meet people where they are and also show them what's possible for them. So that is really all, if we can encapsulate what we do into this, what I call irresistible offer, we can really just condense it so that our message is super clear. We can condense it so that it's very understandable to our ideal clients. And it takes practice, right? Like I know I've launched my group program several times. And every time I launch it, I'm like, okay, how can I get this more detailed? How can I dial in my message even more? And this is the part that I'm primarily looking at. I'm looking at, how am I meeting them where they are? Am I truly meeting them where they are? What about my messaging in my launch needs to change, right? Because obviously from this, we can then take that information and move it into creating and crafting our entire launch. So this is that jumping off point for you. And that's why it's so important in the process. Do you have any questions about irresistible offer, what it's going to look like, anything about this. So it's essentially what is the problem that it solves and or that your program solves and what is the transformation, right? The before and the after. Obviously, let's talk about this because sometimes with transformation, people get a little bit anxious about talking about and promising something like that, okay? So I want you to think about your best clients. What has been possible for them? I think that we can still market in a place from a place of integrity and honesty if as long as we're showcasing our actual clients. I don't think that we need to fake it until we make it. We don't need to falsify things. We don't need to say, this is what I think could happen. We are going to do it more as like a lawyer, as a scientist, and saying, hey, here's what I've been able to do. And that's how I would market it. And that's how what feels best for me, what feels more most integrity for me, and what I have felt the most confident doing. So those are my thoughts. You don't have to promise the moon and the skies. Just take them from A to B or A to C or A to Z, right? Whatever that is to you, for you. And realizing that's all okay, because as you progress, as you help more people, you're able to then get better results because you're going to know how to get better results as you continue to help more people. We're just scientists and lawyers and experimenters, and we're just sharing. And what I mean by lawyer is, okay, here's the case studies and the proof of what I've been able to do. That's it. This is what I've been able to do. As a scientist, I use that hat more when I'm launching. So it's, okay, here's an experiment I'm putting out into the world. I think it's going to work because I've done research. I'm not going to just launch something without research, although I've done it, totally done it, and it doesn't always work as well. So that's my scientist hat is like, okay, I'm going to just experiment here and see what happens. What are the numbers? What are the results we get back? And then we're going to tweak it. And then we're going to launch again and do another experiment. So pressure can totally be off. You can let the whole perfectionism or trying to get it right the first time is impossible unless you have data, unless you have proof, unless you have something to help back you up with numbers and by doing. So that's personally how I feel and what has worked for me. What is the promise of your group, right? What is your irresistible offer? When they come in with this and they come out with that, what does that look like? So that's what I have for you guys today. Okay. Have an awesome day. Chat with you guys soon.
So there you have it. Another episode of the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was such a blast recording this and sharing with you all about group coaching and how you can really use it to catapult your business forward and really create that leveraged income. As I've said before, many of my clients have created beyond six-figure group coaching programs. I really and truly appreciate each and every one of you for listening and for tuning in and for supporting me and for taking action, because I know some of you have messaged me and been like, Mariana, that one episode I got two clients from, you know, thank you so much. So thank you all for showing up, for doing the work, and for taking action.
Head on over to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com where you can find an arsenal of videos, blog posts, and previous podcast episodes to help you increase your profit and impact. Again, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com and click on blog. Enjoy.